keeps you up to breast about what's going on, I'm hoping. Since our last meeting, I attended a procurement webinar, an emergency services meeting, and a CARP meeting to discuss Old Home Day. Wish a special thanks to Shannon Masters for all her continued efforts on putting on this great event. I've also been busy working on getting our SAM.gov account re-registered. It was a very lengthy process and was finally approved today. This is necessary in order to receive a grant and low interest loan from USDA for our new plow truck. I've also been working on getting the NYSERDA benchmarking completed. Over the last month, our bookkeeper, Angie, has been working hard, attending two training classes on enhanced reporting for the New York State Retirement System. I wish to thank George Horning and all the highway workers who were out performing their jobs during and after the heavy rainstorms on July 7th. Parrish was lucky, as we did not receive as much damage as some other towns.
Can I make a comment on that?
When your turn is up, you certainly can. I also wish to thank Craig Pettit and our code enforcer, Will Hamacher, for installing the AC units throughout the building. I finally have to thank Carl and Sheila Dagger for stepping up and taking over the town court until a new judge is elected. They are a wealth of knowledge and are committed to the town of Parrish. That ends my supervisor's comments. Do we have any counselor comments? Hearing none, seeing none, we will move on. Can I approve the minutes of 6/15/2023?
Move to
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion's good. Can I also approve the special meeting minutes from 7/13/23?
I'll move.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion passes. Department reports. The assessor is not in. She gave me nothing in writing as she was here last month. Will's report, you guys all should have received. I will read it real quick. Building permits were 15. Building permits year to date, 51. Property violations, 33. Second notice property violations, 12. Corrected property maintenance violations year to date is 19. In process violations, 12. Property inspections, violations 22. Has been very busy in the codes office this month with meetings with residents and contractors setting up appointments. I've also been working on several complaints and doing property inspections. I have been in contact with the county, the health department, DC, and Child Protective Services regarding different properties throughout the month with several issues. I've written a report for the sheriffs regarding a property with squatters also. I'm still working on the issues at 464 Kip Road with the property lines and the residents not on the correct property, along with the violations at the property. The owner has removed two of the three campers and made some progress with the property maintenance issue. He has also put the trailer that is being stored for sale, and I also have informed him about the livestock on the property that must be removed because the property is too small to house them. Also have sent letters out to do inspections on the trailer parks and Bass Lake. Those owners have contacted me and set up for the inspections. There ends his report. It looks like he's been busy because I know 51 building permits at the end of June or almost July is a lot. We average, I think, around 40. So he's been doing some good work there. We will move on. The dog control officer had a previous engagement tonight. He said nothing much was going on except for his normal routine. So now we will go on to George Horning. Bert, I was wrong. Sorry, LJ. I was trying to get George in there. So,
one structure, 24 EMS, 5 motor vehicles, 1 service call. Total calls for month 37, company hours 1807, the hours 7042. Mileage is 203. Usually requires standby 0 to scene 6. You say give us 0 standby 2 to the scene. Or you say it's 2, company hours 2 hours 58 minutes. Man hours 16 hours 53 minutes. Mileage is 43. You have Hastings once and Amboy once. Total calls 39. Company hours 1105. Man hours 8735. Mileage is 246. training hour is 6 hours, man hour is 104, mileage is 11. Year to date, as of right now, we're at 298 calls per year. All last year, we had 398. 100 shy of last year's. It's only July.
Wow. All right. Any questions for the chief?
Busy.
Everybody seems to be busy this year, so thank you very much, chief. Now we will move on to the highway. Sorry, George.
Oh, that's okay. I just, my earlier want to speak is I want to thank these two gentlemen and the rest of the fire department for their effort here, the flooding and so forth, that something we've never seen before. They did a wonderful job. Great. Along that line, we had a major washout on Smoky Hollow Road, which we have 90% repaired as of yesterday. Gotta wait, let's accelerate to do some blacktopping and so forth to repair the rest of it. That was due to the flooding, trees that came down, plugged the culvert, and so forth. On the line, everybody else, if we've been working with the other towns and our shared services, as they have come and helped us with that problem, repair that. And also, we got the first coat of chip seal on road, which we paved, Cyril's Road. And we had to make some repairs where someone broke the tire off their car and then drove the car down the road, spun it all up on Carl Dager's mom's driveway and several other places. We were very lucky that it wasn't any worse damage. But it's all repaired, one coat on it, so we're good to go there for now.
Can you tell me the other towns that we've been assisting?
The other towns we have been, I was going to thank Steve tonight, because Steve is working with the town of Albion. The town of Albion, the town of Williamstown, Boylston, Redfield, and we've had a couple of others that typically don't, Sandy Creek and that, which have helped us, Sandy Creek, and I think that may be it, but we've had some help from others. And we've had to do many washout repairs on the shoulder from the flooding. Made some culverts, worked with the county. The county has got some, we've been working with them a little bit, getting some of their stuff taken care of.
Right, it's just good for everybody to know the other towns that help us, and then we help them.
Absolutely.
So
we help them, they help us. It's the old saying, one hand.
It's not just one or two, it seems like it's multiple, so
really,
that's good.
It really works out well.
Okay.
Did a little repair down here in the park, which you know about. It's a pretty good size hole there, probably almost the size of that table, probably as deep as the table is tall. We filled it with sketch and stone, we've got to rake off, we'll wait for it to settle out. We also had a hole in the sidewalk down there. The young woman from, I'd say young woman, I didn't really get to meet her, but coming out of the insurance agent stepped in and injured her leg. Luckily, nothing serious. But I went down and shoveled it full of dirt. I spoke to the mayor about it. We have another settling spot there, but I don't believe it has anything to do with it, that they may want to look into their sewer system, that they may have something going on in that area. They have so many sinkholes keep coming of that type of magnitude. I guess that's it.
Any questions for George?
How handy is the mini dump, Ben?
Very handy.
Been liking that?
Absolutely.
Guys like it?
Love it. Yep. I think it's going to be an advantage come wintertime also with the plow on it and being able to throw some sand and salt in the box and, you know, do that.
New load is working fine for you?
Absolutely. Another godsend. We've been very lucky with some things. Good. Not so lucky with some and luckier with others.
Good deal.
It looks like you're having the same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Is Voorhees Road going to be on the road to recovery next paving season, maybe?
I do not believe so. Voorhees Road, I believe, I would have to look, I think is still in that 10-year plan that for the CHIPS program. It hasn't met its 10 years. But I'm not sure, I'd have to look because it was done in stages. So I don't know, you know, it depends on what state, which section.
I'm thinking of the park that goes. In front of my house is fine.
I know what you're saying.
Both sides.
Going up that hill was just awful.
We have many roads in the town. You're not trying to make excuse for more of these roads or the others, but the Kemp Road's pretty rough in places. Dutch Hill Road, pretty rough in places. You know, we've got a lot of work to do on that. And if you talk to the state, or the state or the, some of the courses that I've been to, they tell me don't do those roads. They tell me to do my best roads first to save them. And I said, you haven't been to the town of Burris and seen Civil War roads. We really right. need to fix it. We need to do a little of both.
You haven't seen our best roads.
You tell them we have taxpayers live on all our roads.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing. Right?
You go knock on their door and tell them your road's not important. See how that gets.
See how far that flies.
Yeah.
I just tell them to drive down 81 and look at one of Gary's roads.
Leave my name. Ain't my road. Nope.
Well, look at the last 2 years. We've only done White Road and the Bedville Road.
So they need sealing again. That's you know, the part of the problem with, as I've spoken in the past, of our weather change. Our roads are flexing so much. I have to attribute that to 81. The same thing, you know, they've tried several lifts, they've tried concrete, they've tried putting drainage, they've tried everything, but our winters aren't what they used to be. They would freeze up and be like concrete all winter. You know, you get what they used to call the January thaw. We don't have that anymore. We got to thaw once a week. They don't want to start the freeze. So then the roads turn to mush underneath, and that's what's going on with our roads.
Yep.
But I can't change the weather.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, come on.
That's Gary.
You show me how, Doug, and I will. Give me that lesson.
Yeah.
Anything else for George? You're not seeing him. We'll move on. Thanks, George. Tax collector, I saw Kevin here.
Yep. Okay. It was either April or May's meeting. I asked the board to let me keep the $60 worth of additional funds in the tax collector's account to cover the check image fee for the images of the checks I'm required to keep.
Right.
I have subsequently gotten in touch with the bank, and I signed the paperwork, and she, the big asterisk on it, no fee required. So therefore, I am turning $60 over to the town. Okay. My bank account for the tax collector is now down to $300.48 as of June 30th. So I only got 7 cents worth of interest. So
spend it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
And finally, on our departmental reports, Paul Baxter with Tug Hill.
You have my report in front of you there. The Technical Commission has three new issue papers out. One's on insurance coverage annual renewal. One is on outright ZBA decisions, and one's on regulating home-based businesses. They're available on the Tug Hill website if you want to download a copy. And I have a copy of the insurance paper for you tonight. Feel free to make more copies of that or download it from the internet and print them out yourself. It's a pretty good paper. There's a good one-page checklist in there and what you do when you're doing an insurance review. And that can help. It does a couple things. Sometimes people find out there's things that they're insuring that they don't have anymore, or things that they bought that they haven't put insurance on, or the coverage needs to be changed because it's worth more now. There's all kinds of things that really should take a look at from time to time.
Especially with the change in houses, prices now and stuff.
Yes. Yes, and if I can just add a little bit to that, I just did a review with NYMER 2 weeks ago, and almost all of this stuff was included. I think NYMER goes really right through it when you go to review it with them. Everything almost looks like on that checklist. I just glanced at it real quick, but
very good.
All that was because it is very lengthy in order to renew it with NYMER. So.
Well, it's good you're getting a good thorough review.
That's
important. The home businesses paper, I'll refer to the planning board and the ZBA paper. I'll make sure the ZBA gets copies of that. Nominations are still open until August 15th for Tug Hill Sages. I understand that the bottleneck in processing checks written for the 2023 local government conference has been resolved. And if they haven't cleared yet, they should be cleared soon. There was a bottleneck. We received the checks. We were trying to get Albany to process them, and there was a bottleneck in there that we had to get resolved. So if your check is still outstanding, it should be cleared soon. There's nothing new to report about the status of wildlife management area payment legislation. There's nothing new to report. Well, I should amend that. The North Shore Council of Governments had a meeting on Wednesday, July 5th, and they had State Senator Manning at the meeting, and they did bring that up with them. So they're in the same boat as you are in terms of the wildlife management areas, and we're trying to move that forward on an Oswego County, Tug Hill portion of the Oswego County basis. So them promoting it with Senator Manning is ultimately going to benefit you as well. And Senator Manning was one of the backers of the legislation that hasn't moved forward yet. So, but he has been supporting that. There's nothing new to report on salmon restoration for the Little Salmon River. And I assist the town supervisor and town clerk in getting information on contacts and all they need to get additional documentation about the town's incorporation is needed by some upcoming documents to be filed. So that'll be in the future. And that's all I have for you tonight.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Any questions for Paul?
I do have a question, but it's completely unrelated to the town of Parrish, so I'll just hold off until later.
Okay, thanks. All right, we will move on to old business.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Say hello to the little lady.
I will.
Don't okay. tell her I called her little lady.
Don't tell her you called her little lady. I guess you like the little part, but not the old part.
But yeah, I didn't say a little old.
The alarm system at the highway garage, I spoke with Dan Wager earlier this week or the end of last week. I can't remember which. He's supposed to be getting a hold of George.
Yeah, he did get a hold of me, and I explained where we wanted it and so forth, but he's supposed to get a hold of me when he comes back to actually do the work.
Okay. All right.
I meant to say
thanks.
That.
That's okay. Yep. And we are holding the check until that project is complete. In where it should be. So that's one of those checks we approve and then we hang on till the project is done. Merrill Park playground equipment. I will start, and after you guys approve those bills and I can send the check out, you know that we're going to send it to Willie Goat. Willie Goat receives half of it at the beginning. After that, they will contact me once they receive the check. I will contact them and make sure we have the right equipment on there. And then they will give me an expected date. You know, it's out 8 to 10 weeks anyways. So with that in mind, we have got to still get a container. And that's 8 to 10 weeks out, but we almost need a timeline to make sure that the park is prepared for this new equipment coming in 8 to 10 weeks. I need somebody in charge of that. Once I get, you know, once this goes in, we can figure, 2 months out. I mean, it's going to be there by August 1st.
That video also said we had to provide people to carry that equipment Correct. Out. I mean, where do we find those people?
Well, that's what we're going to need people to do, whether it be myself and some counselors, myself and maybe the highway crew could help, maybe us and CARP. But until I get that date, we can't do anything.
I'll be there to help when it comes.
And I don't know when it's coming. And they will right. give you a time because it's coming on a truck and you have to carry this stuff out because that truck driver does not.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, are they going to be nice little 20-pound packages? Probably not.
Like I said, when I talked with her, she said everything, it's quote unquote palletized, but right. it's not.
Is there a lift gate?
That I don't know.
You didn't check that yet?
I won't know until we order it. Okay. You know, like I said, I can't.
I mentioned it the other day. And I thought you were already checking.
No, not for the lift gate because it's too far out. And I didn't have a chance to review the video. I watched it the first time, but I wasn't looking for an exactly lift gate.
Well,
and that's why that email, it shows you what we need. And that's why I was hoping that everybody would be able to get it and look at it.
I didn't look at it yet, but I will. Also
it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, but it's a little bit good because it brought some things up. So,
like, we have to unload it ourselves.
Right.
Right.
And I'm thinking, that. I can't unload.
Well, that's why I told her. I asked her,
it's plastic.
You'd be surprised what you can do.
She's coming various lengths. Almost,
yeah, there's spots. And it's all plastic. It's light. You know what I mean? So,
there's stuff. She goes, 4 people should be able to handle it. No problem.
Let's get 8 people.
So let's get 8.
I got 2 commercial hand trucks too, so I could bring those.
But until we get it, until we get a date.
Right.
Approximate date. Well, we'll get it close.
All right. So you're planning on putting it into a container.
That's what we discussed our last meeting, correct? Right. I'm still correct with that.
Try and come up with a forklift. Might make it a little easier.
When I spoke with a woman and she said it was palletized, I said, well, will we need a fork truck? She goes, no, palletized does not mean palletized. It means comes in different
individual pieces.
And all kinds of weird stuff. So she goes, I don't think a fork truck is going to be needed because we're going to have to hand carry most of it. Because like I said, there's different lengths and some are not, you know, technically on pallets. But that's what she said. So I don't know if it would be useful or not.
Well, let's get closer to the date and find out. Is it arriving on a Saturday? I'm happy to be here. On a Tuesday?
That's
probably not.
Like I said, once we get a date, it's 2 months out. The emptying of the container or, you know, the truck is big, but if that ground isn't completed, the installers won't be able to install it until it's level and flush. So we really got to get working on that.
But where we looked, Doug and I, and measured out right there inside the side. Remember, we thought plenty of room to put it. It's pretty fit flat stuff right in there right now.
Right.
I mean, if we were to do anything to straighten out along the back of the tennis courts and stuff, take a little bit of ground out of there and stuff, maybe some more stones and stuff. But as far as where that playground is going to go, I don't see a big change would have to be done there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why I'm relying on you guys. I'm just making sure that you guys know it's coming in 2 months. So you got to get it done.
Right? So plenty of room there.
Right. Do you have a timeline on when you want to eat? You know, you want to start working on that?
Do
you want to wait 4 weeks and then get it done? Is it going to be,
we got to find out is that, first of all, where we're going to get the stones, who's going to haul them. And if we're going to take a need to rent a bobcat for the day to take some grade out of there and some dirt, or are we going to, is somebody got one that can, wants to donate some time to the park? You know, it's up. I mean, that's what we got to find out. If not, might have to rent a bobcat for the day. Because if you're going to do the walkway, also, it is for around the park. You're going to need a bobcat with about a 4 foot bucket. That'd be wide enough for a walkway and take it down a couple inches and pile that topsoil or that dirt out back. And then once you get the walkway all dug out and made around, I think
we have engineers for this.
But I think we have a connection. You're talking to one. I think what we could do is might have a connection to get some millings, which would be the best thing to put in there and roll it, pack it, so you can mow over the top of it. Make it flush with the ground.
When are you planning this walkway to be started?
Well, it depends. If you got a bobcat for, say, on a Saturday, you won't have to take it back till Monday. So that would give you Saturday and Sunday to both days, 2 days to use it. And I think
so. You plan on doing that this year?
I would.
Why not?
Don't see why it couldn't be done.
Let's check and see how much money we got left, and we'll go up to that.
I think so.
So, like I said, I know we talked about it, but I didn't know a time frame for that.
I think what I'm hearing Gary say is if we're going to rent the bobcat to level off the playground while you have your hot hands on the equipment, let's drive it around the park. Maybe we don't do anything with it right away, but let's at least
get the thing.
Yes,
and then get the millings, you know what I mean, and we can do dump piles of it or whatever, break it off and roll it. You know what I'm saying? I've even got a 800 pound roller myself that I would bring
talk to Jack.
You know
what our new loader Jack, at the highway department
Jack Brzezinski
needed? No, but I mean, could we use
that's too big.
Too big, too wide of a bucket.
We've got nothing small.
Right. Okay. Like I said, I don't know what you're planning or where.
We'll get more in. Find it out.
Where is your Swiss Jack? I haven't seen them in a long time.
I haven't checked if he's still with us.
But yeah, there's some of the better than that.
Well, yeah, I want to run the podcast.
Well, you gotta let
you gotta have it done.
You gotta let me know what you need and where you find a place, and we'll figure out a way to pay him. But somebody's gotta assist with that. You know what I'm saying?
What do we got left for money?
That's we will get to that at the end. And
we have enough money.
Approximately, if we do everything what I'm asking for tonight, we got about $21,000 in ARPA funds left, as well as we probably, and I didn't pull it up yet, was the remaining park funds that we budgeted for.
Yeah. And what's
so I'd really like to use the ARPA funds as, you know,
Bob can, for a weekend is
because the other will just go to fund balance.
$600
Yeah.
Yeah, so
but we got it from Jack.
Oh.
Well, you probably get cash with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then it's $1,000.
Yeah.
Well.
To get rid of them.
Give them a token.
Just kidding, Jack.
No. But yeah, so that I think that
you're gonna take contact these people or contact me and I'll help you and
right. Get a hold of Jack, see what's going on.
All right.
What he can do.
Anything else? Oh, the playground is. Did anybody look up and do any research on basketball backboards or hoops?
You know, I did last week. And I've got the messages sent to myself. Doug, did you?
I did not.
Okay. So those need to be done. As everybody saw, as with anything, what I ask for people is come to the board with, hey, I need four of these. If we want to go with acrylic backboards, it doesn't matter, but come up with something.
Price.
Somebody come out with some prices, and then we can all vote and say, yeah, I wish to expend $2,000 on this item.
Right.
So we just need a little more research. And we are meeting again next week. We're meeting with Laird Petrie.
What did I send you the link to, Gary?
So
that was for the cameras.
That's right, the cameras.
Right, the cameras was another item on that. Actually, the cameras are probably security. Merrill Park is at the bottom. We'll discuss that then. And as you all know, the playground was striped today, and the voucher's in front of you in your voucher list. It looks pretty good. That park hasn't been striped in many, many years, and I don't think it's ever been striped for parking spots. So maybe that'll deter some things, but it looks better. We got a handicap spot in there, so. Any other questions on Merrill Park and the progress or things we want to else, you know, do this year?
I just like to tell anybody that's listening or reads the minutes that this doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes money. And I think we're moving in the right direction. So just spend 20, 30 years patience. And if there's anybody that would like to volunteer manual labor, like we said, there's anybody in the town that would like to be there when we let them know when the playground equipment is coming, we could use the help. If there's anybody there that would like to help rake and level off the millions and stuff when we get ready for the stones, we could use the help. So volunteers might give you a little pride in your park if you help out. So
anything else on the playground for now? Like I said, we can always come back next week when we have Laird here. We can do a little playground thing too. Yep, we can continue, and that's why we have we have so many workshops, which is good. We get a lot done in a short amount of time. With that, we will move on unless somebody else has any other questions. Okay, department audits. I know that the tax collector was performed. And you guys gave me that paperwork.
I did.
Richard and Doug Houghton got that completed. I believe the only one we have left is my office.
Was he going to do that?
I can ask him.
You were going to ask him already. That's why I didn't.
We didn't. I can have him do it again. It will probably cost what it cost us last year, maybe at the max $200. It's a very extensive audit. But like, who was involved last year with it? With mine. I know Gary was there.
We did the judge.
We did the judge, but I think somebody else did mine as well. Didn't you do mine?
No, we were supposed to do that this year.
Maybe Doug Houghton did. Maybe two people were there.
I did something last year, and I don't remember.
I know we all do the judges every year, and that's fairly easy. But if you wish, I can contact Laird again on Monday. And if you wish to, you know, we have $1,000 in that account. We only spent 100 and something, I think, for Kelly's. And if you wish, I can have him do it with somebody else being there as well, because it is extensive. Mine is really extensive because it deals with so many issues.
Why don't you do that? Let us know or whatever. Both of us will see who can, right. Might be there to sit there with him. And
okay, then I need a motion to hire Laird to do the supervisor's audit.
I second.
Discussion? Anybody got any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Let me make some notes. Call Laird to perform audit. Okay. That we will move on. The employee handbook, once again, is still old business. It's there because it's not completed. We'll get to it hopefully in the fall. Once again, I know I mentioned this at our workshop, but I just wanted to re-mention the fact that our money market account, where we placed our money into, earns more money than double what we budgeted for last year in most accounts. So it's just there. Just wanted to reiterate it for people that by moving that to a high interest thing, we are earning money for the town. I want to thank the counselors for helping me do that and understanding it. So we are good there. We're down at security at Merritt Park. I know we talked about that at the workshop last week. Anybody have any movement on anything with that?
I have.
No, I did forward. When I was sitting here, I was looking up links. I did send one to Gary.
I'll find out what they got, what's available.
So once again, we have next week. We can chat about that real quick if somebody does some homework, or we can wait another month.
So get it straight. We're looking at three cameras, correct? One back toward the labs, one toward the playground, and one toward the tennis or the entrance to the park.
And the people that I sent you the link for actually have some that can turn. So it's not stagnant. I'm not just looking at the basketball court. You can from your phone. Mm-hmm. Battery operated.
How many phones could be utilized?
That I don't know.
You know, it'd be nice if it was two or three.
Yes, more than one person.
Yeah.
I think most of it is once you got the app, because it's usually an app you download, there's a password.
Yeah. So you can
share the password with somebody. Yes,
something to make sure of.
Yeah.
When you're looking at it.
Right. It's a question to bring up. Yep.
Okay, so we'll table that until our next time. If somebody can do some work, we'll keep it on the old business until it's resolved. Is there any old business off the floor that I may have forgotten about? Okay. We will move on then. New business. Kelly would like to speak on, we have some old records in the basement, and I will have Kelly, she is our records person.
Well,
yeah, you need to kind of speak up
obviously
louder.
Obviously, you realize that there are cramped space, so each department has their own records room, by the protection schedule so we can get
how do we get rid of the records that we don't keep? Do we shred them? Do we
burn? Document what we're getting rid of and either we can shred them or they can
take them to the burn station.
It
needs to be done.
We don't have to convert them to electronic or anything?
Not things we can dispose of. Some things are permanent.
So is there a process for us to convert those to electronic records for the sake of space? And what if there's a fire?
We have to keep the actual document. It depends on what the detention schedule is.
It's very extensive for anybody that doesn't know the record management and what you have to keep, what you don't have to keep. You know, so it could go from 7 years to, like Kelly said, forever. But after the 7 years, those are some of the documents that we're starting to get rid of and starting to pile them up that they've been there for 7 years for.
So what are the departments that have to, I mean, is this something, are we a department?
No. So currently it would be the assessor, code enforcement officer, tax. Yep, justice have to take care of their own. So all that is downstairs in the basement. If you've never been down there, you...
Do we send out a memo, or does the board, Greek Moore, send a memo out requesting the department heads go through so many records, say in a weekly time, to start the process of getting rid of some of them? Or
Kelly,
how do we do that?
Kelly could probably write up a letter. I can send it out. Right, and that we can send it via email and also throw it in their boxes.
Cool.
Just Kelly wanted to bring that up just because probably hasn't been done in years and years and years. And it is a very time consuming task. But even if you start plugging away and, like Kelly said, do, you know, a box.
It's one box empty. Yeah.
You know, try to get, it's just, it's hard to.
It's easier to have departments when they're home.
They know what they're looking at. Yes.
They only have to concentrate on them.
Yep. Is there a way when they file their records, say I've been the head of a department head and I know there's their files or papers I got to keep, that I can have this box or for records that have to stay permanent, this box are for 7 years, so that you could just say, okay, in 7 years, this whole box from 7 years ago can go.
For instance, vouchers,
you know what I mean?
We don't have to keep them for 6 years, so every year I get the.
And the boxes are just labeled what year they are, so if they're over seven, gone.
Six.
Or six, okay. That makes sense.
Any other questions on that topic?
Nope.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. We'll move on. I have a resolution for the standard workday. Once again, Michael Wood was not included, so we had to do a standard workday resolution. You have to do one of these every time a new employee or somebody that may have been missed and didn't get one of these put in. You have to do one of these. We've done these in the past. This is for our constable, head constable, Michael Wood. And so I just need somebody to approve this after I read it. And it's for the New York State retirement system. So be it resolved that the town of Parrish hereby established the following standard work day for these titles and will report the officials to the New York State and local retirement based on their record of activities. This employee is Michael Wood. He is a constable. His standard workday is 6 hours. Any questions on that resolution?
None.
You just mentioned something about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, would you?
Okay, so every public employee is allowed to join the New York State retirement system.
Okay.
Okay, when you, supposedly, when you were hired.
And he did.
And he joined, but I don't think this was ever completed. So he didn't do a record of activities. What you have to do is go 3 months back. And you have to, so start for 3 months, you write down every day you worked, every hour you worked, what you did. And this has to be reported to the New York State Retirement System. So that's what this is.
There are other costs other than retirement.
No, the town has to do their portion of whatever it is.
That's pretty much just for retirement.
Yeah, that's just for retirement.
Okay.
Any other questions on that? Hope I answered that correctly. So if I can, that is what the resolution is. Can I have a motion to accept that resolution?
So moved.
Gary Wood?
Yeah.
And Doug Houghton? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same. Motion carries. This has to be placed up on the board for so long, and it will be that. Now we can report that.
Also, let it be noted in the minutes, Gary Wood does not know this, Michael Wood. So I have right. not in no way, shape, or form related really, that I know of.
I yeah. would.
There, I know I would.
We also have another employee, Lynn Wood. Do you know her?
I'm familiar.
All right, just checking to make sure all the woods were covered.
She's learning how to throw a tennis ball. Nice.
Yeah, she's practicing for the Dunkin' booth.
Oh, great. That's good. It'll cost her some money, but it'll be well worth it.
I woke up and I hear this tink, tink, tink. She's out back throwing baseballs at camps. She's getting pretty good. I'm nervous.
All right. On to our next new business.
The size of the target. Yeah.
The meeting on July, I have a meeting July 24th at 1 o'clock. I apologize to anybody if you weren't notified, but I received an email stating it was, they wish for me. It says, would you be available the next couple of weeks to have a meeting with the mayor and a representative from the Historical Society? So I said, yes, we picked a day. And then evidently it kind of ballooned up. And it included some on the village board. You know, they opened it up. I'm opening up to everybody on our board. And I apologize because that's, I thought it would be me and the mayor and one rep and then Tug Hill. But that's not the case. So if anybody wishes to go, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. I am putting it out there for you guys. The agenda is as such.
Isn't there somebody else interested in purchasing that?
Yes, there is. And that is, they offered an amount and there's a whole long history between Had Fuller donating it to the village, the village doing repairs on it. And quite honestly, I leave it up to the village because I don't, you know, the town doesn't own it. And I will go there and assist them as much as we can. I will come back and see how we can assist them, what they're looking for, and I'll report back to you.
Okay.
That's just the way it should be, I believe. I don't get into any of the politics of it because it's not ours.
Or lease it or what they want to do?
They own it, but the historical, the village owns it. Had gave it to them for a dollar.
Right.
And what I did was I just mentioned to Jackie, you know, the village is going to do what they have to do, but if the village owns it, they have to keep, you know, keep it up. There's maintenance costs. It's not just simply, yeah, we got this building. You know, you got to repair the window. You know, you got to do things when they break, you know. So right. I just reiterated that to her and let those guys do what they have to do. Let them decide. It has nothing to do with the town other than maybe we could assist them in the future, you know, with some money. You know, this is, as a historical society, I don't know what we can do. And that's what will also be discussed at this meeting. For instance, we currently pay a town historian. Okay. She's a town historian. She's on the payroll. But that's it. Can we give them X amount of dollars to help them get this up and running for the town?
What do they want to do with it?
They want to use it as the Historical Society's building.
That's what it was given to them for.
Right. I believe so. And that's why, like I said, there's a lot of.
So is that like what, like a museum type historical thing?
Well, yeah. Town yeah. So, which I am all about history. I'll be glad to, you know, but I have to come back to you guys and say, these guys are looking for X amount of dollars. Can we afford that next year's budget? Can we even do it? Because they're not actually an entity that the town is. So these are the things we have to look at. And that's what I'm hoping this meeting, because Tug Hill will be there and they have a lot of knowledge. And once I go to this meeting and look, then we'll figure out what we can do.
See, right now, they got stuff up at the library.
Well, they have stuff upstairs. They have them at Bridget's house.
I donated thousands of dollars worth of stuff to the Paris Library. It's never been put out where anybody can look at it.
Right. And I believe in it. I want to do it, but at what cost is the village going to actually do it? We have to wait to get there to see where the town can assist them, if we can.
When the building was given to the village offices could have gone there.
Mm-hmm.
They declined. They want to stay here.
Yep.
The Historical Society was notified, and they said the village will take care of the building. The Historical Society will pay for heat and lights, anything that along that nature, and that was the compromise.
Yeah.
So, personally, I don't think we should sell it. I think that would be a slap in the face for Ed.
Yeah. I personally think you are correct.
You're correct.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right. But
and I will probably be there with you. So how do you want me to portray it? Should I be there? Are you guys want to sell it? Or
no, yeah, I think
you don't have a voice in it.
We don't own it.
I can make a suggestion.
I have a voice there, but Doug has been in this town for a lot of years.
Right.
I was on the village.
He was on the village.
That I knew.
Right. So it just, there's a little leverage there.
I think for historical purposes, just the building and the structure itself and stuff is historical.
To your point,
when was that building made? When was it built? How long has it been there? That might be part of historical
itself. Let's see if we can legally help this entity. Tug Hill will be there. That's why Tug Hill is going to be there. And we will figure out where to move and how the town can assist if we can.
Right.
You know, it's a little early to tell. And like I said, I'm a village resident. I'm all about history, but I have to see what the town can do and what we can't do. You know, if it's as simple, I need $500 a year, then let's see if we can give them $500 a year. Now, if they want $1 million a year, we can't do it. We have to find what they're looking for and go from there.
Any place you can resource that information before the meeting?
I'll find out from Tug Hill on Monday. Tug Hill will be, I've spoken to Paul Baxter earlier this morning a little bit about that, and we're well aware, and then we'll figure out where we have to go from.
Is there some maintenance records of what it's been costing to maintain it? Because it's been out of service for a while. Right.
And that's up to the village.
Returned over to the Town Historical Society at their request.
Of what that cost to maintain
both last fiscal year and the year before.
So there is a number out there. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Both electricity and heat.
I believe the mayor applied for a grant.
Okay. So there may be grants involved. But once again, like I said, until I know what they are looking for from the town, I'll come back with that information, you know, and that's the best thing. I just wanted you guys to know that I apologize that I thought it was just the three of us and it got a little bigger than that. So you guys are more than welcome to come. 1 o'clock on Monday.
I will not be there.
I figured most people were working, but Richard may want to go. Doug may want to go. And so that's why I threw it out there information, or input.
I don't mind doing it, but what the hell voice would I have?
You got donations for the Historical Society.
That's in the library.
I think the library is actually looking to
Get rid of
it. Is that going
to
go into it?
I believe so, but yeah. I can't speak at that at this time. But I think they want it all centralized. I really do. I think that maybe.
Well, that was the gist of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. To get it in one place.
Right. But let's see if the village and the village residents can afford to pay what they're paying and do what they do. You know, I can't speak for the village at all at this time. Enough on that. We good? Okay, thank you. Any new business off the floor? Hearing none, seeing none, no new business. I need a motion to enter into executive session, please. We're going to speak about current litigation as well as appointing a deputy court clerk.
I'm old.
Yep.
We have Gary and then we have Doug. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Deputy court clerk just here, that lady?
No, that was the court clerk. That was Sheila.
Oh, Dagger. And she was, sorry. The piece is all fell into my head.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
How many people do we have today?
Did we have anybody?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Actually, one person with two phones.
Okay. I need a motion to.
I move to open the meeting back up.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
Aye.
You got that, Kelly?
Aye.
Robin and Doug? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries, Kelly. Okay. I need a motion now to appoint Kelly Reeder Pettit to the deputy court clerk's position.
I move.
Gary?
Second.
Doug Houghton? Any discussion on that anymore? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Okay. I now need a motion to approve my supervisor's report.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Any discussion on it?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. That motion carries as well. Transfers. These transfers. Just so you guys have copies of anything we transfer, I'd like you to have them. Can I have a motion or can I have a motion to move $17,000 from contingency to the hospital medical insurance?
I move.
Second.
Robin and Doug, any discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Next transfer, to transfer from other funds to the hospital and medical insurance of $15,000.
I'll move.
Richard?
Second.
Robin, any discussion?
What other funds?
It's a transfer to other funds account line that we had in our budget for the $15,000. And it's just that line. We're going to end up using it here instead of pushing it to another fund. All right.
Very well.
Where were we with that?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I've seen the question came in a little late, so it threw me off. Did you get the first, second, and everybody? What's that? Okay. Okay, we will move on. Transfers were completed. Next, we have ARPA funds. Save a tree, but I'm not gonna. I like when it comes to money, I really like to put money in people's hands.
Put the money in my hands.
You're in charge. You guys are in charge of this money, and the comptrollers like to see it. If they ever question anything other than looking at minutes. Yes.
Straightforward.
Well, like they told us at the Tug Hiller that meeting, government don't care unless you're $10 million. Then they other thing lower than that, they don't really care.
And I know ARPA monies came up earlier, and we approved some things on ARPA, and some we just kind of discussed and lightly threw around. But then they happened real quick.
All right, so there's a $21,325.74 balance. Good to know.
Yeah. Hang on a minute here. Hang on.
I got it.
First paper, just so you guys know, remember we got that grant for $5,000.
Yep.
So when you divide it between the highway garage and the park lighting, that it covered all of the highway garage, and that the remainder went to the park lighting.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So our total lighting project for the park was $11,450 minus the $2,743.50, $8,706.50 needed from ARPA.
Yep.
We never approved that amount because we were guessing.
Okay.
That's why I had to show it to you, because with that grant between them all, I had to prove that that's what we need from ARPA.
Yep.
So when you look at the next paper, that is our ARPA account ledger. You got the $206,153.24 coming in. We spent 72,000 556 on that Dodge Ram or the Ram truck. We spent $55,000 already on the paving. The ARPA fund for the playground equipment, we were going to spend $35,000, which you guys just approved the vouchers tonight. And we didn't talk about the striping. Okay, so I added the striping in because we wrote off the vouchers. So if you guys approve to use ARPA funds for that. And then, like I said, the park lighting and the fence wasn't put on there yet because we haven't totally paid off that. But I just want to make sure we know when you take our balance at the top of $41,047.24 and you minus the park lighting and the fence together, that's where we come up with the $21,000. So what I need a motion for is to approve spending ARPA funds on the striping, the park lighting, and the fence, just in case we didn't do it previously. That'll cover everything right now to give our remaining balance of $21,000. Kelly, I'll give you a copy of this.
I'll move.
Second.
Third.
Gary and Doug.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Okay. Now I need another motion to pay our normal bills. So I need a motion for the General Fund A to approve vouchers 120 through 147 for $125,814.62. Richard?
I'll second.
Robin? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That motion carries. Next motion is for the Highway Fund DA to approve vouchers 77 through 82 for $5,229.57.
I will make a motion that we pay.
I will second that motion.
Doug and Gary, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries, Kelly. Finally, motion for the Highway Fund DB to approve vouchers 83 through 89. For $146,006.66. Richard and Robin, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carried. Our future meetings, workshop July 27th, that is with Laird at 6:30 on the 27th, which will be next Thursday. Workshops, if needed, August 10th and August 24th. Yes, 6:30. Every meeting is at 6:30.
What is it for again?
Laird is going to come in and discuss reserve accounts. Remember I gave you that sheet? Yeah. We need to, it's really a legal process that right. We have to do certain resolutions and tell the people what we're doing with the reserve fund.
Right.
Which is above the fund balance. So he will be here then. And at that meeting, we can discuss August 10th or 24th, depending on what we got going on. Which one?
Either.
The 10th and the 24th
my
of August?
Birthday.
Is both days?
Listen, I both was days your birthday? Is?
You're doubling up getting rather quick, huh?
I usually have one birthday a month.
Nope. Okay. All right.
Two in August.
Anyways, we'll discuss that later. We have our regular meeting August 17th. And once again, remember Old Home Day is August 5th at the Fireman's Field. I spoke with Jackie the other day, and we have approximately 10 people to be dumped. And so what she is going to do is she is going to give us time slots. So you know when you should be there, and it's approximately half an hour, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, somewhere in there.
Cool.
So that way that will be good. And come dunk your representatives.
Yeah.
Hit them while you can. So it'll be myself, Gary, and Robin.
We're gonna do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
That's a big no.
That was right along the line.
Yeah. Can I now have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
I'll make the motion. We adjourn.
I'll second.
It's too early to get out of here.
Doug and Robin. Yeah. All those in favor?
No.
Aye. We can opposed.
Aye.
Abstained. Gary was the only opposed.
I want to stay.
And it's 4-1, so he loses. Motion carries anyways.
You stick around.
Thank you. Everybody.
What you got accomplished.
Yeah. And yes, we will continue this next week.
Good. I'll check it up on some. So am I checking on the cameras and
we need some information on cameras. We need information on the backboards for
backboards, yes.